Victorian students will return to the classroom on Monday. Who's counting? And kick off the 2023 school year. For some, it'll be a chance to catch up with classmates after a long summer. For others, it'll mean dealing with emotions of apprehension and anxiety.
Wow.
Sharon Turner, school psychologist at Strathcona Girls Grammar. Sharon, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ross and Russ, and to your listeners as well.
My approach to schooling, as dictated by my parents, was you are of school age, there's the school, go to it. Has it become a bit more complicated?
Look, I would hope to think that most parents are certainly of the mindset that we're all ready to get our kids to school, but I certainly think that there's lots of things that parents can put in place to make that transition a smooth transition, if you like.
So, Sharon, I love school. However, I remember very, very clearly I was full of apprehension and anxiety before the first day. So I'm wondering, is that just, it's just normal?
Yeah, there certainly is a component of that. We know that it's a time of transition. We've got students going into prep for the first time, changing schools. We've got kids going into secondary school. And we've got all students going into new classes with new teachers and a new group of students. So certainly a mixture of emotions is totally normal. And what we're wanting, I guess, is for parents to acknowledge those emotions, that all of them are okay. We want parents to just have that opportunity to hear those feelings for their children as well.
Sharon, at Strathcona, do you get to choose who your classmates are, or is it just numbers out of a barrel?
It's not quite numbers out of a barrel, but certainly I guess the staff will look at who seems to be working well together, what's going to be the best mix, and sometimes students will get to put down a couple of students that they might like to be in class with.
That's a very positive way, Sharon, of saying the staff identify who definitely do not work well together and should never be in the same classroom.
Oh, we have lovely students at Strathcona. They will all work well together, but we want to also make sure that we bring out the best in the students as well.
And now, are you interested in me passing on what to your students what I think the number one guide to success at school is?
Oh, I'd be very interested to hear, absolutely.
Read.
Absolutely. Mm. Yes, definitely. Reading is one of the most important things. It's also important for connections, not just about learning. That's a really important component. But what we find is reading means that there's connections between family members as well.
Do you have a mobile phone policy?
Look, mobile phone policy varies across both the primary school and the secondary school, and that's something that I guess is visited regularly so that we make sure that we're keeping up to date with what's appropriate for students. And I'm in the junior school, so mine's a bit easier when it comes to mobile phone policies. We don't really have mobile phones in the classrooms in primary school.
So Sharon, most of the kids in primary school wouldn't have a mobile phone at all, would they?
Well, you know, perhaps for walking to and from school, for making sure that they feel that they've got that connection. Some parents have organised that, but definitely most kids won't have a mobile phone at school.
So, Sharon, it interested us that you're the school psychologist at Strathcona. How many schools these days have a psychologist?
Most schools now will have a school psychologist. Certainly independent schools tend to have an independent psychologist that works on site, and certainly the state schools will have psychologists, some who are working there more frequently than others, but they will certainly have access to school psychologists as well.
Good. When I went into school, the school psychologist...
Oh, it was a cane, like
no,
a cane.
No, if we had one, they would have been flat out with the teachers. it has become more complicated, hasn't it, education?
It has, and I think, look, it's a great thing that we've got resources within schools to support students that might need that little bit of extra support, but it also means that psychologists can do work within classrooms as well so that they can run group programs and give students an opportunity to be upskilled and learn how to manage. I know that you mentioned at the beginning that you were feeling a bit nervous and unsettled starting school.
Yep.
So certainly having teachers and staff and psychologists that can come in and run programs and provide support to those students is really important as well, because certainly early interventions are key for supporting students and helping them feel that they're in a good space.
Good on you, Sharon. Sharon Turner, school psychologist at Strathcona Girls Grammar. That's a bit like ripping you